Olive leaf extract is an extraordinary source of the beneficial polyphenols found in olive oil and in olive plants. And now you can get all the benefits from a supplement, olive leaf extract, available through drhoffman.com. Olive leaf extract, one of my favorite supplements. Welcome to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today's subject is natural skincare, which is an important subject because all too often we're bombarded with claims from products which purport to be natural but often contain unidentifiable chemicals and which put us at risk of chemical toxicity, skin damage, and even the use of glutens in certain natural skin products has me concerned because many of my patients are gluten sensitive. Also, xenoestrogens, parabens are present in many skin products. So I've searched high and low for a line of natural skincare products for our patients at the Hoffman Center. And I think I finally stumbled upon one that really meets the requirements of patients who are very sensitive and very health conscious. And today we're going to talk to Karen Sinclair Drake, who is a skincare pioneer who has developed the concept of using functional medicine principles in skincare to optimize natural skin functions, to support the skin, not suppress the skin and act like sort of a blemish concealer. So without further ado, here's our guest, Karen Sinclair Drake. Karen, it's a pleasure having you here on Intelligent Medicine.
So hello, Dr. Hoffman, and thank you so much for inviting me.
It's my pleasure. And Karen, tell us a little bit about your journey in this field.
Yes, of course. I basically started my career by studying innovation, design engineering, and contemporary design. And I later in life went on to achieve my membership with the Society of Cosmetic Scientists, where I very quickly became inspired by complementary and alternative medicine. So I really felt that I could take this sort of identical concept to skincare, where we're basically treating the cause, not the symptoms, in order to manage, you know, a variety of different skin conditions. And many years later, but you're right, you know, earlier on in your introduction, Dr. Hoffman, personal care products have without doubt become an extremely important part of our daily lives. And the Environmental Working Group did a fantastic study where they actually uncovered that the average American uses approximately between 6 to 12 products a day. And they calculated that that exposes our bodies to in the region of 126 unique chemical ingredients just from our personal care products alone. Now, assuming that we're bathing every day, over the course of a year, that comes to just under 46,000 unique chemicals just from personal care products alone. And it's this accumulative effect that we really need to be very mindful of.
Well, you know, that is really a concern among my patients at the Hoffman Center because some of the patients may be recovering from cancer, and certainly that's a concern for a woman who's had a history, say, of breast cancer or endometrial cancer or any type of cancer. But also, many of my patients are exceptionally sensitive. They react badly to medications in many cases. They react to environmental chemicals. They walk into an ordinary supermarket and walk down the cosmetic aisle, and they're blown away. They just feel their senses are overwhelmed by the chemical assault. So by introducing these products onto our skin, certainly they traverse the skin and go into the body and can have a negative effect on the system, correct?
Absolutely, 100% correct, Dr. Hoffman. And of course, most people don't realize that there is a certain percentage of what we apply topically that ends up in our bloodstream. You only really have to think of nicotine patches or hormonal patches to understand that a certain portion ends up in the bloodstream. Now, there's a lot of numbers bandied around on the internet that ranges from 100% to 50%. But to be honest with you, there is no study that's ever been conducted that can really pinpoint the exact percentage of what we apply with our personal care products that ultimately ends up in the bloodstream. But just knowing that a small amount does or has the potential to, it's enough to really make you think, I need to educate myself on what is in these personal care products in my bathroom.
And actually, you know, the EWG, the Environmental Working Group, does have, I think, a list of, the cosmetic ingredients that are potentially harmful. Is that not the case?
Yes, they do. It's a very in-depth study. There are some gaps in this fantastic database. We've been with them for many, many years, and the campaign for Safe Cosmetics, we were one of their first pledge signers. And the interesting sort of thing about these particular NGOs, Dr. Hoffman, is they really go on about the EU Cosmetic Directive standards. And I often get asked, well, what does that mean? Basically means that if you're fortunate enough to live in Europe and you're buying these products, that you're actually protected from the fact that the EU has banned over 1,400 of known carcinogenic and mutagenic ingredients from your personal care products. Now, the beauty of that is that, say, if you're living in France and you think, oh, I'm going to use some of these ingredients which are banned, no one will ever know. Well, all these member states actually communicate with each other. So if you have a product in the market that does carry or includes a banned ingredient, they all get in touch with each other, and very, very quickly your product is removed from the market, and it happens very, very fast. Unfortunately, that isn't the case here in the US. A lot of people think that there is something similar in place, but there really isn't. There's only 8 banned ingredients and 3 restricted ingredients. So that's why these organizations, for Safe Cosmetics, the Environmental Working Group, they've all basically got together to try to help and protect the consumer. Of course, we have a long, long, long way to go, because you have some very, very big organizations using these ingredients. And the other disturbing thing is they quite frequently make 2 versions of, say, a shampoo. You'll have one version which is sold in Europe, which does not contain the banned ingredients. And then you'll have another version which includes all the stuff that you wouldn't really want in there that's sold here in the US. And wow. I keep asking this question. Why is that the case? Does that mean the health of your European customer is more important than the American consumer? I guess by virtue of them doing that, the answer is yes.
You know, that's kind of funny, because it suggests that the U.S. is sort of a dumping ground for products that aren't fit to be consumed by Europeans. I mean, we see that in harmful products that are not approved, drugs, for example, that are not approved by the United States Food and Drug Administration, but they're sold in third world countries. Because we feel that the health of people in underdeveloped countries is less important than citizens of America. Mm-hmm. But clearly, there's some powerful forces at work in the chemical industry and the cosmetic industry that don't allow these strict standards to be applied as they are in Europe. And, you know, I guess maybe Europe in a lot of ways is cleaner, greener. You know, there's the green movement, an entire political party in Germany. There's maybe more environmental consciousness over there across the pond.
Yes, and, you know, Norway, they're a very progressive country, you know, with respect to environmental issues. And another aspect of our innovation is the fact that we work to green science principles. And the beauty of green science is that it's, if you like, an eco-friendly way of thinking with respect to the types of ingredients being used, their processing methods, manufacturing, and overall just making sure that as a we are not utilizing systems or developing products that have a negative impact on humans or the environment. And there is literally hundreds of links in an extraordinarily long chain, but it allows us to offer a product that has full transparency and traceability. And when I talk about traceability, the same quality that you would expect in your food, such as gluten-free and organic, that's the same type of thinking that you should sort of be utilizing with your personal care products. There shouldn't really be any difference. And in Europe, there really isn't any difference.
And for our listening audience, those of you who want to visualize what we're talking about, you can go to sophyto.com, S-O-P-H-Y-T-O.com, and you can see the sparkling, wholesome, youthful visage of today's guest, Karen Sinclair Drake, who's a great poster gal for the principle of natural skincare. She walks the walk, or she walks the talk that she shares with us today, because she's a great example of how natural skincare can work for you. Talk to us a little bit about some of the products, some of the things, the ingredients that you have to look out for on a product label that you may not want to find there.
Well, oh my gosh, it's a really, really long list. But
it's
know,
like a rogue's list of products. You know, parabens, for example, you know, those are controversial.
Parabens, you've got 1,4-dioxane, which can come from pegs. Some of the other ingredients which some doctors are telling me, which they're not too happy about seeing in products, are actually silicones, dimethicone. And these, besides being occlusive, they are actually sensorial, much the same as, say, colorants are in products. And what the silicones do is they sit on the surface of the skin, they hold moisture in, but at the same time they're holding in bacteria and, of course, you know, the heat from the skin. And it's like a perfect storm, this greenhouse effect, you know, with moisture, bacteria, and heat. Anyone with acne or sensitive skin or even prone skin really needs to avoid an ingredient of that nature. But I'd be very happy to send you some of these ingredients, including a list of gluten-containing ingredients as well, because the other guarantee that we have with these products are that they are gluten-free. And there is a fabulous study that was conducted by George Washington University that actually showed that if you do have an gluten tolerance or even sensitive to gluten, that you really shouldn't be using anything with these ingredients in it, because it can end up that you can, have a full-blown reaction to using a topical product.
Well, that's really interesting. What you just said is very interesting, because we often get that question from listeners. Some patients say, I have gluten intolerance or I have celiac disease. Does it matter if I apply something that has a gluten ingredient to my skin? And I hadn't really known the answer. I suspect that there would be a problem. But, yeah. Purists, and I think probably a lot of doctors might say, oh, don't worry about that because this is a gastrointestinal problem, and as long as you don't eat it, you're okay. But you say that there is evidence that gluten in products that you apply directly to the skin gets absorbed into the body, can create a reaction in the immune system.
Absolutely. And again, we don't know the exact percentage of what we apply topically, what is actually ending up inside our bodies. But just knowing that a small amount does, it's enough to, again, if you do have a sensitivity or an intolerance to gluten, to just stay away from it. And here's a prime example, Dr. Hoffman. I don't know, you probably have heard of the Grain Brain by Dr. David Perlmutter.
Yeah, by the way, your products are referenced in that book. I was reading the book the other day, and, I was surprised to see Sophyto Pro specifically referenced in that book. So that's actually pretty cool. He knows about your products.
It was fantastic. And, the last person you would expect to be referencing or endorsing a topical line would be a neurologist. But Dr. Perlmutter, because, again, he's so progressive and such a visionary, he really understood that, again, a certain percentage ends up in the bloodstream. So he was very good. He mentioned us in his book. And his quote was that So PhytoPro is not just the healthier choice for your skin, but also for your body and your brain as well. And that was very generous of him, because he never really endorses or references products of this nature. So very, very grateful to him.
Well, that's great. But I think an important consideration for people who are concerned about the gluten connection. So tell us a little bit about, first of all, if we the products that we stock at the Hoffman Center, we have two systems. Tell us about the two skincare systems that you provide. And these are available in England, but actually in the United States, I think they're available just through health practitioners like myself. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So the pro at the end of Sephyto denotes that this is a physician-only line. And these particular products are exclusively designed for medical practitioners to use and recommend. They have a much higher bioactivity level as well. So these two kits, the first one is a pure daily system. And it was very challenging for us to choose just three products because, of course, you know, it's really hard just choosing three. But we went to our professionals who've used them, doctors in the past, and we said, we need to put a kit together. What are your three top products that you've used in the past from us? And the first one was this cleanser. And this has actually appeared on the credits of the Chelsea Lately show, where it was a very popular product of all of their professional makeup artists, because everything in this system is mildly acidic. And that is a very interesting topic, mild acidity, because internally, as you know, Dr. Hoffman, we need to ensure that we are functioning, you know, in an alkaline state.
Yeah, very, very slightly alkaline. The blood and the pH is slightly alkaline. Yep.
Right. Well, topically, it's actually the opposite. And the reason being is because our skin is coated in this wonderful natural acidic defense mechanism, if you like. And most contaminants in the environment and pathogens are alkaline by nature. So when something like that comes into contact with the skin is able to neutralize it using this acidic coating. Now, most products today are alkaline by nature. And of course, there's a lot of lifestyle choices that can really influence that mildly acidic coating on the surface of the skin. So this line really makes sure that everything in the kit is mildly acidic. And the other thing is, mild acidity, not just from a health perspective, but from a vanity perspective, it, to me, I believe mild acidity is truly the secret to the fountain of youth, because it reduces pore size, it reduces wrinkle depth, and because it has this mild digestive action that's constantly going on in the background, it ensures that there really isn't any buildup on the surface of the skin, which means that your skin will naturally look brighter. Again, this isn't some magical ingredient from the land of Narnia. This is just a state of being, and it's the perfect environment for our skins to function in a very healthy manner.
Well, let me just chime in from a medical perspective that we know that efforts to suppress acidity, say in the stomach, can lead to bacterial overgrowth. And we know, for example, that one of the most popular probiotics is lactobacillus, which likes an acidic environment. The healthy bacteria like the acidic environment. The harmful bacteria proliferate sometimes in an alkaline environment. So it kind of makes sense to adjust the pH of the skin to a slight acidity to foster, you know, not, it's, we're, the skin is an ecosystem. It's not just a surface. It's not just a membrane. It's sort of a lush forest in which we want to encourage the growth of beneficial organisms that help us and discourage the overgrowth of harmful bacteria, and also allow for a proper exchange of the oils that lubricate our skin. That's an important factor too.
Yes, absolutely. And you've made an excellent point there, because when the skin is in this perfect environment, it is able to utilize its own natural moisturizing factor. And it does a wonderful job of doing that. But again, going back to a lot of products and lifestyle choices, these tend to inhibit that natural action. So by virtue of that, most people think, oh, my skin's really dry, I'll buy a really rich moisturizer. So you put the rich moisturizer on your skin. That night, you wash it from the surface of your skin, and you're still left with dry skin because you're not getting to the root cause of the dryness or this problem. So when you use something that's mildly acidic, your skin is able to, you know, nicely hydrate itself. And then that means that you don't have to use overly rich products. And that's the beauty of that, because you're working with natural systems as opposed to against it.
Well, a lot of the products that people use actually go against the acid principle. Most soaps are alkaline. That's just the nature of soap. pH that is high as opposed to low. Low pH being acidic and high pH being alkaline. Some of the products people use for acne, you know, benzoyl peroxide, for example, that's the base of many anti-acne products. It's a disinfectant. It kills the bacteria, but it also has a sort of an inflammatory effect on the skin, doesn't it?
It does indeed. And you going back to the subject of soaps, most people don't realize that soaps, particularly men's shaving soaps and shaving foams, they're in the stratosphere when it comes to pH. You're looking at 10, 11, 12 upwards. Mm. So that's why, if we just sort of touch on men for a little while, that's why most men, you know, they have this sort of incredible discomfort after they've shaved, that itchy, dry feeling where your skin feels like it's two sizes too small. So a little.
Well, that's how we men wake up in the morning. We go through this painful ritual of shaving, and if our hand is steady enough not to slice and dice our skin, then we apply some very harsh, abrasive shaving lotion to our face, and that should really wake you up. In fact, you've seen the commercials where you get a smack across the face, and that's a macho thing. But for women who women are the predominant users of your product, they don't want to get smacked across the face with a skin product that they're using. That's for guys.
No. Yeah, that's just for the guys. We'll leave that for the men. But a little tip for men. You do get a raw deal, don't you? But just a little tip for men, because this works really, really well, is if you do have this sensitivity and you're wet shaving, then go grab some olive oil or if you have coconut oil.
I love extra virgin coconut oil. In fact, it's got monolaurin in it, which is antibacterial, very helpful for acne. By the way, I just wrote an article about acne, which is going to be featured in our newsletter this week, which highlights your products but also talks about a variety of strategies. And, yeah, extra virgin olive oil. Extra virgin coconut oil, that is, can be an effective strategy.
Yes, it can. So all you do, you're just going to take a small amount, melt it between the palm of your clean hands, and then you're just going to cover your beard area on your face and on your neck. And then you're going to apply the soap or the shaving foam over the top of that. Now, it does two things.
Oh,
one,
that's nice.
So number one, it softens the beard area, which will give you a much closer shave. And number two, it acts as a wonderful barrier between your skin and this real high alkaline soap.
Well, yeah, I got to start doing that because I got the coconut oil in my kitchen. I use it for cooking, and I put it in my shakes. I guess I could smear a little on my face before I shave in the morning.
Smear it over your beard area, and then put the soap over the top, and then use your razor, and then you just literally rinse with water afterwards, and your skin will feel so much softer, and it will really thank you for it. So there's a tip for all the men out there.
Well, thanks. I mean, that alone is worth it for the price of the interview right here. news I can use, which is, forget all the women who are going to benefit from your advice. I just got a tip that I'm going to take to the bank right there. What we're going to do at this point, this is a little bit of an inflection point in our discussion. When we get back, this is part one of our discussion with Karen Drake about Sofido Pro, which is an exquisite line of natural skincare products now offered exclusively via medical practitioners. You can get them via the Hoffman Center store. We're going to return to talk a little bit about skin physiology and talk about some of the unique ingredients that make Sofido Pro special in regard to skin health. So stay with us. Return for part two. And we'll be right back. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. This is Intelligent Medicine.